Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it is a victory Monday at Chickies and Pete's, the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. 4-0, Ike. Your thoughts?
Victory!
Wow. Holy cow.
Fly, Eagles, fly on the road to victory. Fight, Eagles, fight. Score a touchdown, 1, 2, 3. Hit 'em low, hit 'em high, and watch our Eagles fly. Fly, Eagles, fly on the road to victory.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles! Here we are, buddy.
Were you impressed with that?
Yeah,
it
was a
long
one.
It was pretty good, man.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
It's good.
You have been practicing that?
Well, no, I mean, you know, that's just what it felt like today.
Okay.
It felt like one of those types of days. Listen, the team is sitting at 4-0, and before I let you two get your grimy hands on the win from yesterday,
hey,
I need to make sure everybody understands we're 4-0. Listen. Didn't look pretty. Didn't look pretty in the second half. But that was a beautiful first half there, Spike.
It
was
beautiful.
A beautiful first half. I saw a lot of creativity. I don't know what the hell happened in the second half with the passing game or the running game. We need to get it fixed.
Or the defense.
Or the defense for that matter. But, yes, somehow this team is still 4-0, and it's because winning is what's in their DNA. Winning is what the culture is all about over there. And again, it's not flawless. It's coming with flaws. There are areas they need to improve upon, and we'll dive into those. But I look around the league, Spike, and I still say this is the best team in football. It's the most complete team in football. So it's a victory Monday. We're sitting at 4-0. I know we'll get into a lot of different things about the game, but, man, winning never gets old. Winning never gets old. And don't ever, I tell him to tell everybody out there, don't ever take winning for granted. Don't ever take it for granted. Doesn't mean we can't be critical.
Sure.
And we'll do that.
We have a whole week to talk about
it. But I'm just saying, winning isn't a given. This team wins a lot of football games, man. A lot of Mondays. I've been doing victory. It seems like I've been doing
every
victory
week.
For a whole year.
Every week.
Yeah.
It's only one. It's only one since
the Washington game,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Since
October.
They played Tampa last year.
Yes, since they played Tampa
last year.
A lot
of winning football around here, man. And yesterday was another example of this football team giving us the highs and lows. A victory.
You know, it's funny. A lot of the, depending on how old you are, you don't even remember very much of an Eagles era where they weren't winning.
That's
a
true.
A lot. Even going
you
back
get
to
a
your,
couple spots here
yeah,
and there. Yeah.
Here and there. But if you're 30, 35 years old, your entire life, the Eagles have been good.
Yeah.
Now, the last 7 years have been 2 Super Bowls, so it
right.
has stepped up. Yeah. But
3.
Yeah.
But, well, they've been to 3.
Been to 3, 1, 2.
Yeah.
You have to be much older to have gone through the 90s and the 80s,
right,
and those sorts of,
yes,
things. So 215.
The heartbreak, yes. Yes.
Yes,
I was a part of the heartbreak. Well,
you,
yes,
even remember. Wait, no, I mean, previous to the heartbreak, even, you know, I remember a time when we used to talk about the games being blacked out,
yeah,
in Philadelphia because it wasn't sold out.
Well, think about the great Buddy Ryan,
yeah,
era. They didn't win a playoff game.
Right. And we were talking blackouts then,
yeah,
at that time. 215-592-9494. By the way, Ike said we're sitting here at 4-0. We, uh-huh, are literally sitting.
Look at us. Look at us.
In a different way than we normally have been.
Listen, look at us. Let them hang.
Yeah. We have these big,
wow,
chairs. If you come to Chickies or if you see us on YouTube, we have this whole thing.
I feel like I'm on the Jimmy Fallon show.
Yeah, this is not how I'm used to.
I don't know what to do with my hands. I don't,
yeah,
know, I don't know how to sit. I don't know if I want to sit cross-legged. I don't want to sit cross-legged, but it's also,
yes,
like a.
Don't cross your legs. Man
I
up.
Just,
man
you
up.
Know.
Let them hang.
Hand in the pants, Jack. Hand in the pants like you're at home. Make,
yeah,
yourself at home.
Yeah, yeah,
make,
yeah,
yourself,
Bundy,
at home.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking, like, I usually just, you know, go feet up.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, don't go feet up. Look, A was like.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I know.
We got people behind the scenes like, no. Well,
make sure the camera's close on our face.
Well, you're wearing shorts. You would put legs up like that. They see right.
Yeah. Hey, I never, yeah, knew you were this hairy, man.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, what's going on?
Dude,
there?
I'm kind of a hairsman.
You are. You're a hairy guy.
Not like under the pits, but like all my arms and legs.
Well, you shave your armpits?
Nah, they just have never had a lot of armpit hair.
Wow.
That seems like a good thing to break down at 205,
yeah,
after,
yeah,
an Eagles win.
Anyway. So, Ike, I know you expect me to come in here and talk about the second
half. Just say the truth, Spike.
Well, here's what happened. So they fall apart in the second half, really, and, you know, did just enough to win the game, won the game. And immediately following the game, the first thing that was in my head was, how do we not complete a pass in the whole second half of the game? And then I was thinking, man, we almost lost that game. That's what I was thinking.
Right.
But then I'm watching that game last night. I'm watching the Cowboys and the Packers last night. And here are the Packers, who I think we all, after they made the Micah Parsons trade, looked around and said, that is the other team in the NFC. There are other good teams, but we, mm-hmm, expect the Packers to be right there. Okay, so the Packers are tied the Cowboys last night, gave up 40 points to the Cowboys.
Like kissing your sister.
The Packers also.
So Jerry said.
The Packers also.
Did he really?
Mm-hmm. Lost to the Browns.
Sorry
last
about
week.
That, yeah.
No worries. Packers lose to the Browns last week.
Yep.
And then I look around, and there are the Baltimore Ravens at 1-3. And I look around, and there's the Rams, who are good, but we just beat the Rams. And the Commanders, who were supposed to be another really, really good team in the NFC, and they're 2-2. And who knows what happens when Jaden Daniels comes back. But and so I think the thing is that when you look at the Eagles, which we will do all week long and we focus on, we think they can be better than they've been. That's,
yeah,
for sure, on both sides of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
But then you look around at the rest of the league, and they're the best team in the NFC. And they might not be the best. It might be them and the Bills, right? Those are the two undefeated,
yeah,
teams, the two teams that have played the best in football, mm-hmm, so far this year.
Yep.
And so I think there's this one thing where we have Super Bowl expectations for the Eagles, and we want the best from them, and we look at the personnel on both sides of the ball, and we're like, this team can be better than they are. And the offense can be more consistent. All of these things. But still, when you look at it in the context of the entire NFL, there's only one team up there with the Philadelphia Eagles right now, and that's the Bills. And there isn't another team in the NFC that is up there with the Eagles right now.
Right.
And
I see Lions should be up there.
Maybe,
well,
but they're not.
I'd put the Lions there.
Well, maybe, right? But
well,
they've.
I would.
Well, yeah, but they also didn't win a playoff game last year.
True.
Right? You know, so, yeah, they're good. But we, I think, at times, and we'll go through it and talk about how they can be better and talk,
mm-hmm,
about what happened in the second half and all of those things. But I do side with you on they're 4-0, and I look around the league, and I don't see a team better than the Eagles at this point.
Right.
And the other thing that I would take away from yesterday's game is you can look and say that the Bucs had 375 yards and they had two big plays in the second half, and that's all true. But that defense was better yesterday than I've seen that defense throughout the year, truthfully. I think from a tackle.
Really?
Yeah. If and I know there are two big.
They had some moments, but.
From a tackling standpoint, they seem better. The secondary seemed better, aside from the two big plays. But I know that's.
Aside from that.
I know, yeah. But Quinyon Mitchell
every
had a great.
Every game, though. It's every game, though.
Quinyon Mitchell had a great game. Cooper DeJean had a great game. To me, that,
yeah,
defense, to my eyes, looked better than the defense,
okay,
has looked all year.
Okay.
Now, look, the offense, I don't know what to say anymore. I don't know. I truly don't know how you can have a first half that looks perfect and a second half that looks literally the opposite of perfect.
Unbelievable.
And we will try to figure it out. But as it goes, it was good enough yesterday.
Yeah.
So and that's and we were 2-2 at this point last year.
Yeah.
Coming off the worst loss of the year, obliterated in the same place that we won yesterday.
Yep.
So don't feel perfect, but I feel good.
Yeah.
Jack, where you at?
I'm smelling a fraud, honestly. It feels like 2023, except with a better defense. I know the better defense is a caveat here, but I just don't see it. Like, they don't pass my eye test. I don't know what they exactly do very well. I know defense.
Win.
Besides winning, which is the ultimate goal.
Yes.
You can only win for so long, and then someone's going to clip you, and we'll see if they can round it back into form.
Right.
Like, last year, at least I knew they had a great running game. I don't think we feel that way now. You know, and the passing game is just going to be the passing game, kind of where Spike is. It's just like, it's frustrating, but whatever. And the defense, they do allow explosive plays every single week. That's not something that last year's defense did. And I know at this point last year they were 2-2, and the defense hadn't figured it out yet. I also did believe in the horses on that defense a little bit more than I believe in the horses on this defense. You know, BG was on that team. Slay was on the team. CJGJ was on the team. The linebackers are better this year.
Yeah.
But still, they're good. They're winning games. But when the standard is Super Bowl and having the best roster in the league, they're not really living up to that.
Well, but let me ask you this. If there is nobody, I didn't, you didn't, nobody had them 4-0 at this point. With these first four games against the Chiefs, against the Cowboys, against the Rams, and against the Bucks, nobody had them 4-0.
Yeah.
So again, you know,
what's their real record?
What do you mean, what's their real record?
Like 2-2?
4-0.
Yeah, but come on. Here and there.
215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus starts us off. Corey, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Better watch. Hey, we in October. That's all I'm going to say.
What's that?
I say, Jack, better watch. We in October.
I know. I got to watch what I say because the Phillies are probably going to collapse. And everyone's
going to run. Well.
Hey, look.
We're Phillies fans too, Corey.
We are, but what I'm saying is, like, the Philadelphia fans root for both teams. That's all I'm going to say. You know, but look, so yesterday, was it a great first half? Yes, man. Listen, everybody had the apologies to Kevin Petullo out, all the tweets or whatever. The second half, I just don't know. Like, it's like, I'm just like it's what? I don't know. Like, I don't know, like, what happened. I was leaning here, Spike, I need you, Spike, because you the stats guy. You got a stat for every stat. First of all, I want to know, how Saquon Barkley, the best running back in the NFL, is first in attempts, but he 25th in rushing. Like, what? Like, did our offensive line fall off that much? Because
Dickerson's
Saquon,
not the same.
You said what?
Dickerson's not the same.
Because, like, when I see Saquon, like, when he in space, like, when he had that one where he broke the two tackles, like, he looked the same. Like, it ain't like he looked like he lost anything. Like, so I'm like, there's that, you know what I'm saying? The passing game in the first half, you know, looked good. Dallas, I think, what, is Dallas Goedert, like, wide receiver one now? Because last year we couldn't get him the ball. This year the only time the offense looked good is when we pass it to him. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's a good thing.
You said what?
That's a good thing.
No, I agree with you. You know what I'm saying? I agree with you. So it's like I like the little, you know, things that they put in there. Listen, every week I bet – Jalen Hurts, anytime touchdown. Now they want to do flips in the end zone. I don't get no hit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm glad we got the victory. But this is the stat I need you to look up. Like, the Eagles got to lead the league and players against the teams against them with picked up penalties. I don't know no team that get penalties picked up against them more than the Eagles. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that's why we lost. I mean, why we won. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, like, I just never seen it. Every game, there's like two, oh, you know, the flag was picked up. I gotta see that stat, you know?
Well, but they did the right thing on the Hurts play. I mean, that shouldn't have been a penalty.
I'm just saying in general. Like, I see the quarterback coming at my DB, you know what I'm saying, talking, you know, but he don't get no time penalty. But my DB grabbing the lineman, he gets the personal foul. I thought you couldn't be in people's face. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he got that foul for grabbing that helmet off.
Yeah.
Right. And then, you know, the block in the back, they didn't even show the replay. You know what I'm saying? Picked up on the return. They try to keep the Bucks in the game. You know what I'm saying? And every week is something, a flag picked up. But like y'all said, We 4-0. I don't know what Jack talking about. Who is the three players you named that we didn't have? Who'd you say?
Three players we had. What do you mean?
Last year, you said BG.
Oh, I'm talking about the defense. Like this year.
No. You said
BG, Slay, and
CJGJ.
CJGJ.
And Isaiah Rodgers, another big play over in London.
Well,
Isaiah Rodgers was a backup. Don't do that. Isaiah Rodgers played like, don't do that.
Corey, I don't think he's saying that those players should be here this year. I think what he's saying is they had good versions of those players.
Yeah, I just believed in the horses.
But this is what I'll say about this team, right? Like, we probably got the defensive rookie of the year at the linebacker, right?
Sure.
We top two probably.
One of them, we got
Zach Barnes playing at all pro. Okay, you know what I'm saying? He got caught looking in the backfield. He got beat. But as you said, there's one play every week. And I'll give that up. You know what I'm saying? The pass rush got to be better. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how we got to work your miracle, but we got to get better at that. But what I like about this team is like they know how to win. Like these is tough teams. This is the Chiefs. This is the Rams. Like,
oh no, it's a tough schedule, no doubt about it.
Well,
they have
the number one red zone defense in the NFL right now, as far as stats. Red zone defense.
Oh. And the
red zone defense
offense.
As well.
Okay.
Yes.
And the number one offense.
And the number one
exactly.
offense. Yeah.
Right. So
that's
real quick, can I?
No, it's both.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
what
people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can I address the topic, or is it too early? I'll follow the rules.
What topic?
We'll do it. We'll do it in a minute.
What do you want to talk about? AJ?
Yeah. All I'm gonna say is,
get it in.
I got a guy real quick. I got a guy who spit on people, right? And this man told me after the game, I'd rather have a bad game than a win.
Jalen Carter.
Six sacks and a loss.
Six sacks and a loss. Right. This is a guy that spit on people. And I don't know, and I'll let y'all get into it or whatever. I won't dive too much into it, but it's like, dog, like, I get it, you know what I'm saying? Like, you want the ball. We want you to have the ball. But it's a way to handle things. Like, social media not going to get you the ball. And it's like, every year you do this. Every year. It's like a kid. Like, I'm going to act out because I know my mom and dad going to give me what I want. It's like, we love you. You are great. You are a great player. But what you do is selfish. That's a selfish act. And that's all I'm going to say.
All right, Corey. All right,
amen.
To go back to what he said about Saquon, by the way, I'm not going to get into the nerd stats.
Come on.
There are some nerd stats that say what's going on with Saquon is more than the offensive line. Like there are some, and I don't want to bore the
what
pants
mean, you're
off
he's
people.
Physically not.
No,
same?
It's just so like there are stats that show how long it takes him to get to the line of scrimmage, and it's much slower this year than it was last year. And there's a stat called rush yards over expected, which basically it looks at the play and says how many yards should you get out of this. Mm-hmm. Saquon was number two over that last year in the whole league. Mm-hmm. This year, he's 40 yards under expected. He's like 28th in the league.
Yeah.
So I think it's true that the offensive line isn't as good. But I also think it's true that he could be a diminished in a way that we can't see with our eyes. Sometimes it's just a split
second.
I can see
it physically.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That when we're looking at him, we think to ourselves, oh, Saquon looks the same.
Yeah.
But the difference between an elite running back and a really good running back in the NFL is a little bit, right? I mean, it's a split second here and a split second there.
Yeah.
So if he loses a split here and a split there, that could be the difference between. He doesn't have one rush over 20 yards this year.
No, you're right. Yeah, he doesn't have the explosive run there.
Yeah.
But I'll say this: his year last year was so out of this world. It's hard to live up to that.
Yes.
Like he still looks like a well-to-do running back by my naked eye. Like he doesn't look like he's laboring. He doesn't look like he's slow or any of those things. I just don't see the running lanes there the way they were last year. Now, maybe just last year they had a better offensive line and Mekhi Becton being there and the holes that they opened up. Man, I don't know. It just doesn't look like he has the ability to get explosive. It seems like there's always defenders in front of him. Like in the backfield, there's always defenders.
So the one other difference is last year he saw an 8-man box 23% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
This year it's 35%.
Yeah.
So he is seeing guys up there, and they're making – people are complaining about them running those inside runs. The reason is because the defenses are cutting off the edges.
Yes, they don't want him to hit the edges.
So you either have a loss over there, and I think they're doing the math and saying we have a better chance of at least getting a positive play inside than trying to get him outside.
Yeah.
So and when the pass game disappears in the second half, it makes it harder. It does. 215-592-9494. We will get into the A.J. Brown situation next. There is a situation. It is a week in the football season for the Eagles.
Yep.
So there is a situation. We'll get to that next. Yep. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Coming up at 6 p.m., live here at Chickies and Pete's, is Jordan Mailata, who will be sitting in one of these comfortable chairs.
Sure.
Along with Elliot Shore Parks and myself. And then the Players Lounge with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot, and this week's guest, Tanner McKee.
QB2.
QB2. Maybe he'll have some thoughts on the offense. What do you think?
Could you get AJ?
Something tells me they'll be positive.
Yes, I think so. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. This fall, enjoy Chickies' season favorites, A.J. Brown's Sweet Heat Wings, Chickies Sliders, Savory Buffalo Shrimp, and more. Of course, 5:30 Creed always on the WIP Afternoon Show and 2:30 Tupac. The Twitter question is brought to you by – I'm trying to figure out how to handle myself sitting here like this.
Yeah, well, me too.
Well, don't handle yourself.
Well,
yeah.
That's why I have my legs crossed.
Hands off.
Yep. Don't want to get too comfortable.
Exactly right.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. The Bedlam of October is back. Shop world-class diamonds to make her feel like a world champion every day at Mark's. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Which do you feel more today, happy with the win or growing concerned? What do you think the results are of the poll?
It's a good poll question.
Happy with the win.
What do you think the split is?
I'll say 78% happy with the win.
64% happy with the win.
Okay.
Yeah, there's more. I would say this.
Yeah.
There's a little more of that concern today than I thought there would be.
But what are we concerned with?
Well, I think most people, it's the inability to string a whole game together. Whether we're talking about I think we're talking about the offense, but even the defense yesterday, from 3 points in the first half to 3 touchdowns in the second half.
Right.
I think everybody is so used to how last season ended, they forgot how we got there.
Right.
You know what I mean? Last year
it didn't start off great.
No, and even in the middle of the season, there were bumps in the road. I mean, we talked about the offense all year last year, and I think at the end of the season, it was obvious to us that they were the best team in football. But I don't think during the season, the entire time, we were saying they're the best team in football. I think we thought they were one of the best teams, and then the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl were so one-sided that I think it gave us this confidence coming into the year that when the games don't line up the way that we think that they can, I think that is where that comes from.
Yeah, I mean, they played better defense, certainly, the last, I would say, two-thirds of the season,
yes.
I believe. They played much better defense. And the offense was more or less Saquon with a few timely throws here and there when needed to be. And that's what they were. But I think most people have always felt that if they could ever play to their potential, they are clearly the most talented team in the NFL and should be the best team in the NFL when you compare them to the rest of the teams in the NFL. I still look at our offense and I say, there's not another offense in the league Now, I wish it was playing better and more consistent, but from just from a talent standpoint, not another offense in the league that I would rather have than ours.
No.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, and, you know, I don't – they scored 30 points yesterday.
Well, they scored 24.
24.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Wait, what was the – oh, right.
Shout
the
out to Latu.
Yes, right.
Latu.
I forgot that we had the punt block.
He's a fullback, touchdown. Right?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Is he a fullback?
He is a fullback.
Yeah, because they lost.
I've never seen him in the game, so I don't know.
Don't need it.
He was the guy that they signed in the playoffs last year. When
no,
that summer in?
No, they signed that was someone else. Oh. It wasn't him.
But Basinger?
No, Master? His name was crazy. Yeah, was Blossom Game or something?
Something like that.
Corey Blossom Game.
Something like that.
That's what it was.
It's a good memory by you.
Dude, I know a lot about the Eagles.
I had no idea who that was.
Well,
yeah.
Especially for a guy who hates them.
I don't hate the Eagles. I just smell a fraud.
So after the game yesterday.
It's a good week. Don't start
dead. So A.J. Brown had two catches for 9 yards?
Seven yards.
Seven yards.
And I have him starting in my league again. That's why I'm 0-4.
How many receptions on the year, Spike?
10?
14?
After four games.
Yep.
Not great.
You know how many Puka has?
What, 40?
42?
13 yesterday.
He has 42?
Yeah.
Okay.
Man, I should have drafted Puka.
So, and by the way, Devontae Smith only had two catches yesterday, right?
They have four total catches.
I'm sure he's thrilled.
So here is the A.J. Brown tweet after the game. He posts, and this is a Bible verse, by the way.
Ooh.
I know that.
If you're not welcomed, not listened to, quietly withdraw. Don't make a scene. Shrug your shoulders and be on your way.
So I felt when Spike was hired.
Yeah. You're the worst. So then, this is from the postgame show yesterday, right? From the NBC Sports Philly postgame show.
Yes.
Here is Jaws and Jason Avant talking about the on-field version of A.J. Brown.
I have to say this about A.J. Brown. I have to say this about it, is that A.J. Brown is being played like a receiver that can't run anymore. The secondary is looking at A.J. Brown like a guy that is reluctant to go by them, and that's what's happening. They're sitting on routes. Yeah. So that's something that A.J. Brown has to look in the mirror and say, what am I doing in order to get this type of coverage? But they're playing him like his name is Jason Avant out there running go routes. You can't do that, right? So I think A.J. Brown has to do a little bit better when it comes to coming off the ball every single time. That third down late in the game, the last time they had the ball or, you know, significant had the ball, it was an out route. First of all, he oversplit, meaning he split too wide, and it was an out route against zero coverage, and then he quit on a route. So you can't do those things, and that's something that if A.J. Brown wants the ball, you have to run the routes the right way and also come off the ball so guys don't sit
up. But he still has it in him to do it the way he's always done.
I don't know that. I think that's what Jason's saying. Maybe he does that because the go routes, you got to go to get the box for the quarterback. In other words, when you get it out of your stance, you don't get to that sideline. You got to take it upfield so the quarterback can take you away from where that defender is. The balls he was throwing deep, he was right in the sideline. There was no window for Jalen Hurts to stick that ball into, no box to throw into, and the balls are out of bounds. There wasn't some air under where he could throw the football.
Well, see, listen, I'm just saying how the defense is playing him.
Right.
Right? Whether A.J. Brown can do it or not, the defense is saying that you can't run by me, and that's the way they're playing. Well, they're playing him like that.
So, Ike, there's two things here. Mm-hmm. There's A.J. Brown on the field, and then there's the stuff off the field, the tweet, the comments, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So on the field, like, he looked frustrated to me yesterday. I mean, he had 9 targets. A bunch of those 9 targets in the second half were – now, Jason Avant knows way better than I do if A.J. Brown was supposed to be where he was supposed to be. Mm-hmm. There were a bunch of balls that weren't close to him. You know, there were a couple that were out of bounds. There were a couple that were short. So A.J. Brown on the field, do you see anything different? And then we'll get to the off-the-field thing.
I don't see anything different. But I'll trust Jason, you know, and I'll trust Ron. Those are offensive guys. Jason obviously playing wide receiver. A little self-deprecation there from him with his speed sort of being compared to what A.J. Brown is doing and how a defense – is not threatened by A.J. Brown's speed. That's essentially what Jason Avant was saying there.
Yep.
And until you prove differently, maybe that is the case. Like, maybe that is the case. You know, A.J. has never been a burner, right? He doesn't blow by guys. he's a guy that if you see him even with the DB, you put it up and you give him a chance to catch the ball, he usually comes down with the football. That's usually what A.J. Brown does. So I don't know if he's lost a step or what have you. He looks like the same A.J. Brown to me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right, and, you know, maybe somebody can what do they do when they how they measure Jordan Davis's speed last week?
Oh, just in total speed.
Maybe somebody can do that and compare it to where it was last year. I have no idea. He looks the same to me. A lot of those throws, he's never going to be wide open. So they were contested throws that he didn't come down with yesterday. Certainly looked like he was disinterested on some of those routes towards the end where he's seemingly frustrated with the ball either coming out late or the route that he's been given to run on that particular play. I'll say this. I believe A.J. Brown is still an effective wide receiver. He is. And, you know, whatever the situation timing-wise is with those two over there and the routes that's being ran, they got to get that figured out because – you're not winning the ultimate prize without A.J. Brown being a major contributor to this team. We're getting by right now. But if you're telling me this is what I'm going to get every week, then we're going to struggle to win a lot of games. And we're going to have to hope the ball bounces our way a lot. You can't go 0-for-8 in the second half after going 15-of-16 in the first half for 130 yards. And it looked like they were trying to force A.J. the ball.
Yes.
So he can't say that it wasn't targets. He got targets yesterday.
Yeah.
He got targets yesterday. So I don't know. And I'll just segue into off the field with him, man. I'm disappointed in the tweet. And I'm sure he'll clarify it, say what he meant by it.
Well,
I'm just saying, yeah. That's the next step.
Yes.
Once everybody sits, digests it and combs through it and try to figure out what he meant by it, he'll say it meant something else by the time he's in front of a microphone.
Of course. Yeah.
Again. But this is unnecessary. It's distracting. It's something that creates sort of a narrative around the team that I'm pretty sure they don't necessarily welcome. When you're 4-0 and you're not playing your best in this city, we're going to find enough things to complain about anyway as a media and as a fan base. Adding this to the equation, to me, is a selfish act. It's a selfish act. It's you thinking about yourself personally when the team is winning. And I love A.J. as a wide receiver. I think he has a right to be frustrated. But you got to handle this differently. You got to handle this differently, man. And sending out cryptic tweets for everybody to argue over what you meant by it.
It's not going to get you the
ball.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. And it's unbecoming. And this guy's a fan favorite. But I'm going to tell you, there's nothing that will turn a fan against you than selfish behavior and over the team winning. That's all fans care about. They want this football team to win. They don't want distractions. And that's what people are in fear of with A.J. And I just don't think it was necessary. We get your frustration. We understand it.
Everybody agrees.
Yes, we are here. We agree with you. But let us talk about that on the outside. You don't have to add something.
If he had only had two catches for 7 yards, I promise you we would have talked about it.
We were going to talk about it. Of course we were.
And even if he's lost half a step, I see too many wide receivers into their mid-30s after they've lost half a step. Still a fact.
Larry Fitzgerald never had a step.
No. But look at Mike Evans didn't play yesterday, but he's there. Terry McLaurin's 31 years old. Yeah. There's no way those guys are as fast as they were when they were 25.
Yeah.
So he could still be effective.
Sure.
And I agree with you on the tweet. And trust me, I want to be Team AJ on this. I am Team AJ as a player.
Yeah, of course. 100%. Yes.
And I do think he should get the ball more. But when you do this, all I thought when I saw it is, man, will you just go over to Kevin Petrullo, go over to Nick Sirianni, go to Jalen Hurts, everybody get in a room, talk about why you're not getting the ball, and try to figure it out. If you're pissed off, then tell them that you're pissed off. But telling us that you're pissed off, and then, by the way, to your point, making it try to seem like everybody made something out of nothing when we do it is crazy. The thing that this tweet means anything other than what it means is crazy.
Talking about it on national TV. Get up, first take. It was on. They were all breaking it down.
It shouldn't be the story today.
Yes.
It shouldn't be the story today. 215.
It's not WIP making up something.
No. No. Trust me, you're making it too easy. 215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP. What's up, Yoshi?
My man Spike. Big Ike, Jackie, baby. Sorry about the pause, Spike. What's the name? I was taking the phone off speaker like a lot of people do. You know what I'm talking about?
My man.
All right. Hey, man, real quick. I don't think AJ is talking about the team because, you know, I dig deep into the Bible and stuff a lot of time. That what he's saying, it comes from Matthew 10:14. It's basically saying don't worry about the perception people have of you. That's what he could be talking about. You know, how he feel about the game or something like that. I don't really think because it's talking about rejection also. And I don't think nobody – we're not rejecting him. We love him. He know that. And I don't think the team
– Well, he's not mad at the fans.
He did say he loves us.
This ain't got nothing to do with the fans or the media.
I think it's a lot of stuff that was immediately after the game, people showing how he walked with his name through the hallways. And
he didn't talk to the media after the game. Yeah, he didn't speak to the media.
I think it's more so about the media and the people with all the negativity. I don't think it's really about us.
What negativity, Yoshi? Everybody's been in support of AJ.
I'm talking about what, not y'all. I'm talking about what's saying the national media. How they was people was just going. If you look like on my timeline, it was just a whole bunch of stuff. People were saying, "Oh, AJ mad." What's the name? And just going in. What's the name? You know, saying the stuff that he don't want to be here no more and all that type of stuff. I ain't talking about y'all specifically.
Not us. I'm just saying from what I've understood, everybody's been more critical of Jalen as the quarterback.
I didn't say I definitely know. I said this is what it might be.
Okay. Well, what I'm trying to explain to you is that I think otherwise. That's all. That's all I'm saying is that, you got that theory.
I ain't disagreeing with you either.
But it's more likely that he's frustrated with his role.
Why have you been like that? You see I'm on the phone?
Huh?
I'm sorry about that, Ike.
You don't think he's frustrated with his lack of production on the team?
Yeah, I think he's frustrated.
Okay, well that's what he's tweeting about.
Or else he didn't talk after the game either.
Come on, man. Yeah.
All right, I'm not making it a big deal. You want to still talk about it?
We're going to talk about it all week. What you talking about? Yeah, this is what we do. We're going to talk about it all week.
It is what it is. I just said what I had to say. You said what you had to say, wasn't it? And that's what it is. Two 50-year-old men agreeing to disagree or agreeing to agree. You know what I'm talking about, Ike Reese?
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
All right. Yeah. Hey, man, what's the name? Hey. Jack, forget what you're talking about. This ain't no fraud team. I actually think what's saying, at this point, they're better than they were last year. This ain't no 2023. What's name? You probably saying that because of the AJ stuff. What's name? AJ was going like this last year and went all the way to the Super Bowl. We 4-0 and we were 2-2 last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we just need to put a whole offensive game together. And you saw it in the first half and the end of the second half of last week. What's name? And then it just went flop. You know, I feel like, what's the name, they just say, we got the lead, what's the name? I mean, Jalen need to clean up some stuff. But at the same time, I just feel like, what's the name, the daggone offensive calling went lethargic. What's the name, you know, on the thirds, what's the name, they went back to running it instead of passing it, airing it out like they did last week. I mean, we're going to be all right. I feel like this team is still early. We won four games, and three of them that people was – flipping the coin if we was going to win. We're saying we beat the Rams, who had a circle always since last year when we whooped their tail twice. What's name? We beat the team in Baker Mayfield that Spike didn't think was name that we could beat. What's name?
I picked them to win by 11 points.
And we went to Kent. You don't mean it though. I think you a fraud when you pick it. Because last
absolutely not.
A lot of F words being thrown around today.
Week 15 last year, he picked against us.
That was a bit.
I know. Yeah. It was a bit this year.
Yeah, it was a bit because they kept winning.
Year. Yeah.
Yeah. They made me pick against you.
Come on, Yoshi 316.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm side on you. I don't trust you, Spike. I don't trust you. And man, what's the name? I look at it like this, too. They probably need to start using AJ like they use Puka down in the Rams. What's the name? That big body. Moving all around. Like,
why can't they use Devontae like they use Puka?
Well, but
Nah, he's too little. Can't use him like that.
But hold on. Yosh, thank you for the call. The big difference, and you saw it with Baker Mayfield yesterday. There was not a lot of the guys, when he was throwing to the rookie and Godwin, those guys were covered a lot of the times. And Matt Stafford will throw Puka the ball if there is a defender draped all over him. So that part of it is a decision from Jalen, I think. And they called 11 pass plays in the second half yesterday.
Yeah.
So that's, I don't know, that's almost half the plays they called in the second half.
A lot of three and outs in that second half.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
Well, the Bucs changed up how they defended.
Well, they didn't blitz. Yeah. They really didn't blitz in the second half. And that was the big difference. I thought it was amazing how well they handled the blitz in the first half. Yeah. I was surprised the Bucs just stopped doing it, and that seemed like when we started having trouble offensively.
I said it last week. That's how you make them stop blitzing. You pick it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you pick it up. And Jalen was picking it apart in that first half.
I wish they kept blitzing. It
made the passing lanes more defined.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the one throw where I think it was third down, he hit Devontae on a little in route.
Yep.
When the linebacker was blitzing up the A gap. Yeah, that was a zero coverage blitz, and boom, he knew right where to go with the football.
And the Bucs tried it right away. I mean, the blitzing started right away.
Yep.
It didn't work. And then we had trouble with it. And then when they stopped blitzing, that's when we had trouble with it. And as far as, like, we know what A.J. Brown meant by the tweet. I mean, let's be honest.
He's not talking about Kevin Petullo.
No. 215-592-9494.
I don't think so.
He's talking about something.
Or is he? Yeah. I don't know.
Shy and Cherry Hill. You're on WIP. What's up, Shy?
I'm not. I don't know why I keep saying in Cherry Hill. I'm not in Cherry Hill anymore.
Oh, well, Buzz, can you change that? Where are you from, Shy?
Well, I'm from Cherry Hill, but I mean, I'm calling from Westchester.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
But you go to Westchester. Everybody You're from Cherry Hill.
I guess it doesn't matter.
That doesn't matter to me.
You want to be Shy in Westchester.
Everybody's battling for Westchester. Selleck.
That was egregious by Selleck. Yeah. I mean, you lived there for 4 years.
Whatever. Anyways, listen, a win is a win. I feel like a lot of these fans are not happy right now. You know how spoiled we are?
Yes.
You know how absolutely spoiled at least people my age are as fans, and yet we still find stuff to complain about? It just doesn't make any – what are we? We're 19-1 in the last 20 games?
Yeah, we're 20-1
in the last 21 games, yeah.
People want to just go on and on about the little things. Just appreciate a win, for God's sake.
Mm-mm.
Like, Jesus Christ. What more do you want? We just won the Super Bowl.
All right, we won the Super Bowl in February.
Well, he's frustrated with everybody who's upset.
That we're winning games. We're 4-0 right now. And I apologize for the Jesus Christ. I didn't mean that.
It's not his fault.
Good. Yeah.
With the AJ thing, I've kind of had enough. You know, the inner excellence thing last year was, you know, do your thing, whatever. I know he's really big on mental health and all that. But I've kind of had enough with it. I'm tired of seeing it already. Just keep to yourself, man. Because like Ike said, that's one way to get the fans who like you to really dislike you. And I don't want to be one of those fans to dislike AJ. I think he's our best player besides Saquon Barkley and Lane Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, 2 years or when the AJ Brown stuff was loud at the end of 23 when he wasn't talking to the media, and then the whole stuff happened around our show because of Jack, of course.
Yep.
I noticed how much people loved AJ and wanted to be on his side.
Yep.
And even through all of this, if they didn't, I mean, think of how pro AJ they've been even through all of this, through what happened last year. You know, people want to like AJ.
Yeah.
I just think it's a, you know, BG made a point last year when that whole thing happened, when the passing game thing happened, of saying that those two guys had to talk.
Right.
That AJ and Jalen have to talk.
And I got one more thing.
Hang on, Chai. I'll let you finish. There's got to be, if there is a communication void there, it's on AJ. Well, it's on both of them, I guess, to fill that. I also think it's on Nick and Kevin Petullo to fill it, too. Just to.
Yeah, but he targeted him 9 times yesterday.
Yeah, I know, but when you look at the 9.
I looked at him. I can't help with those are the routes he's running.
Well, I mean, he did get missed a couple of times.
He did.
Yeah.
I get it. I'm just saying it's not as if he didn't get the ball thrown.
I agree. Yes. Yep. Go ahead, Shai.
What's it called? This is – all right, are we doing Sixers? I have one Sixers thing.
Come on.
One thing. I needed to get this in. I didn't get in last Friday.
All right. Go. Oh, my God.
Really quick. With Quentin Grimes, they are so far away on a deal right now. Oh, I have one short story. I saw Daryl Morey and talked to Daryl Morey in a Five Guys on Walnut Street. I was talking to him. When he was walking out,
hold
I went
Daryl,
up to him.
Daryl, you can't be in a Five Guys, brother. Yeah.
That's why you're out of breath.
Are we going to re-sign Quentin Grimes? He says, we will get it done. It will happen. This guy is the biggest liar
I've
ever met
in my entire life. Shy. Hush.
Who cares?
Shy. Quentin Grimes is going to be on the Sixers.
They're
going to sign Quentin Grimes. He can't go anywhere else. He's going to be on the Sixers. I'll bet you $10,000 he's on the Sixers. What is he going to do, not play basketball?
A college kid could use that.
He's going to be on the Sixers. He has until Wednesday to sign the qualifying offer. He has to. If he's going to sign the qualifying offer, he has to sign it by Wednesday. He can't go anywhere. He's a restricted free agent.
Yeah, Shai.
He'll be on the Sixers.
Whatever, he's still
a liar. What do you want him to say?
Yeah, get him.
I mean, he's still a liar.
He's a fraud.
Yeah, he'll be on the Sixers. I can't help with Quentin Grimes. Quentin Grimes was $25 million a year.
Yeah, what the hell is wrong with him?
I think, what are we talking about here?
He scored a lot of points on a team that was going nowhere.
Yeah. $25 million a year.
I saw that. I said, what?
Niang was right.
I'm like, $25 million a year? I thought he wanted a $25 million overall
contract. No, $25 million a year. And that's why the Sixers go back and go, all right, well, you could just have 8.9 a year.
Like the ninth man on the team.
Yes. What do you want? I don't even know what you want him to do.
Yeah, like, what are you talking about? He'll give you $25 million a year?
And he has no – he can't go anywhere. He's a restricted free agent. He can't sign anywhere else.
Fire that agent and get your butt in the camp,
man. And don't – and by the way
– get rid of that agent.
He goes and signs a one-year deal. He's one of 5 guards on the team.
Exactly. That's what
you think
saying.
You can have a bigger deal next summer? Yeah. Just sign the deal. Come on. $40 million? I mean –
what were they offering?
Well, they – I think they were so put off by the request, they just offered him the qualifying offer rate plus 15% every year.
Okay.
So it was 4 years, $39 million. I think they'd probably play him $12 million a year, which is more than fair.
Bro, be happy with that, bro. Yes. Are you serious? Kidding me?
Come on, I'll play for $12 million a year, Daryl.
$12 million a year for Quentin Grimes?
And Daryl, seriously.
That seems like a lot, too.
Daryl, seriously. Stay out of the burger joint.
He was in a good one, though.
I mean, I have no problem with it. It's just
he was in a good one.
We need you to be healthy, man.
Yeah.
All right. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we saw a little old school Nick yesterday.
Unreal.
We will talk about that. Get to your calls as well. 215-592-9494. At Chickies and Pizza, South Philly. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.